Life is like a mountain railroad with an engine that's brave. We must make the run successful from
the second with the Ralph Winterroad show coming to you live out of Alaska, and we're having a veritable heat wave. It got up to 5 degrees above today. Got down about 7-8 below last night. So whatever's got lots of snow on the ground. So the question becomes, which I'm going to go over this hour, the masking stuff, does it have the force and effect of law? And the answer is an unequivocal no. Does not. Biden, Comrade Biden, can make all the executive orders he wants. But unless, and I want to read this, let me get through this thing, because this is really important to understand this nonsense that's going on with executive orders. Well, see, what frustrates me? I hear like Hannity, well, we can't have any more things like George Floyd. Hey, wait a minute, Bubba. The autopsy conclusively determined he had 3 times the lethal amount of fentanyl. He was saying, I can't breathe before he even got out of the dang vehicle. He was dying. And the autopsy also said there is nothing wrong with his neck. There was no air cut off, had nothing to do, no facts. Autopsy, official autopsy says that. And yet we continue with the con. Well, we just can't have any more things like George Floyd. Why doesn't somebody speak the unequivocal truth? What is wrong with these people? Maybe you can't be on network and speak the truth. It seems like that way. I saw where they took off Lou Dobbs. And I saw where Tucker Carlson, he wasn't on Friday. Mark Stein was in on sitting in for him. I like him. He's pretty straightforward. But You can't speak the truth. Because, found it, Fox News is being sued over a lie. And we're having an impeachment over a lie. No facts, no crime. They got within a vote the last time on Trump. There was no crime. There's no facts. I watched it. I watched it all. I just wanted to scream at this and these minions, these avatars of Satan, get up there and just lie. And where is the backbone of the Republicans? That goes to show you how many of them have been bought off, or they've got Jeffrey Epstein's got them as pictures, pedophiles or something. No doubt in my mind. They don't do. They get up and they lie to us just enough to get us going, well, you know, McConnell, he got a lot of judges in. That's good. But he is a right. He's beyond a righto. He's a sellout. All the Republicans should have said, hey, this is not going to happen. You have no crime. You have no due process of law. You have nothing. They did the other impeachment with a whistleblower with no evidence. The whistleblower wasn't even identified. Here we have this election fraud. And there's thousands of affidavits. Oh, there's enough evidence to put these people down to Guantanamo Bay, which was where I hope they end up. This is treason. It's treason, folks. And the media, if anybody has done any history, there were two newspapers in Russia. Pravda is one. Izvestia was the other one. I-Z-V-E-S-T-I-A. I-Z-V-E-S-T-I-A. Those were the two communist newspapers. I highly recommend you watch Dr. Zhivago. That's a real good representation of what happened when the Bolsheviks took over. 1917. Great, great movie. It's available on Hulu. I watched it again. Our media is the modern version of Pravda and Izvestia. They are not media. They are strictly a communist rag, communist platform, communist propaganda. When I was back in the 50s, I built a little radio. I used to listen to Voice America, and I don't remember what the station was called out of Moscow. And it was just amazing, the propaganda. And we have it today. The truth is irrelevant. If it has anything to do with the truth, it's almost impossible to find. It's like we are in a primer to hell. Are we in the pale horse? Where a third of the people, plague, die? I don't know. I know I'm not. The thing is, if you're a Christian, which I am, we've got a creator and he's got a son. And we're on the winning, we're going to win. We're going to be hated for it. So what? It's irrelevant. Our time here is like a virus on an elephant's butt. It's irrelevant. We have to stand and fight. People got to get evidence. So what I want to go over today, the rest of today, is executive orders and regulations. Is the masked thing that the CDC put out, is there any force and effect to it? No. Is there anything that Mr. Comrade Biden has done for it? No. Doesn't make any difference. Can I prove it is the issue. Can I prove it? And yes, I can. So let me pull this up. I'm going to go into, first of all, I got to read the cases on, they work the same. Regulations, and gosh, I closed down the wrong one here. For executive orders, and for regulations by agencies. The thing that we have to understand is agencies can only perceive to get to you by a Federal Register publication, and the only thing that is used in all these courts that they have to take judicial notice of, they don't have to take judicial agencies cannot use code. They use it all the time. They don't have any authority to use code. It's a con, folks. They can't use just CFRs because they're not, quote, positive law. They're a compilation. There's nothing to say that they're accurate. The only thing, we have to go back to the Federal Register Act. And it says, federal agency means the President of the United States. They made the President of the United States a federal agency. That is the source of executive orders. Okay? In that, they also have agencies. And they are mandated. I'll look up the words here in a minute when we go to break out of the Federal Register Act. But if it has anything to do with something that's going to affect our lives, they must publish it in the Federal Register. So we have the same thing. Now, here's the key. One of the keys that's not known, not widely publicized, it's still there. There has to be a specific delegation from Congress to either do an executive order or for the agency to make a regulation that could have the force and effect of law. It's got to be specific. Now, why is that? Logic tells you, just common sense without looking it up. If Congress says, hey, Internal Revenue Service under like a 7805, you can make all the regulations you want, and we're bound by it, then they would be easily proven that Congress had transferred its legislative power to an agency, which obviously that's just too obvious if we're going to do a con. Can't do that. They can't do that. They have to have a specific delegation of power in their public laws, which aren't even laws of the United States, which I talked about last hour. But so what? That's an issue. The thing to understand is that you look at an executive order, and if he doesn't have a statutory authority by Congress, with the exception of doing national emergencies, that's a different thing. Trump did national emergency to get money for funding, and Biden canceled it, so when he canceled the national emergency, then technically the funding on that part would go away. What Biden cannot do is say, I, Comrade Biden, do hereby, I order you over there in Homeland Security and all these other folks in CDC, you go make regulations on masks. Fine. Why don't you go out here and talk to a tree? Because that's as much force and effect of law as it has. Because you, sir, are not the legislature. You, sir, even in our crazy world we live in, are not Congress. You, sir, cannot authorize agencies to make regulations having the force and effect of law. Because when the agency gets there, it'll cite your nonsense, or it'll cite some nonsense, which I'm going to go through, and it has no force and effect of law. It's baloney. It's smoke. It's a perception. People know he can't do it. They keep saying, we can't rule. We make it like a dictator. Well, okay, that's fine. But we have to have facts. We have to have knowledge. It's like saying, well, you know, we got the Bible, but we can't talk about the Ten Commandments because, you know, we can't talk about those because that would expose what's going on. So we'll just leave that in the background. We don't talk about the Ten Commandments. We just know the Bible says you can't do that. No, the law, you have to get knowledge and understand how it works. And this particular case, I found several, but I wanted to get one that was on point. And this is amazing. This in this case, and it is U.S. versus W-A-Y-T-E. It's a district court case, one of the kangaroo courts, 549 F period S-U-P-P 1376. 549 F period S-U-P-P dot 1376, and it's a 1982 case. And it is out of, let's see, where did this thing come from? Central District of California. That's amazing. It's a 1982 case. Lays it out very, very concisely. It says, this is the Third Circuit. The executive order was not issued under the statutory authority providing for presidential implementation or effectuation of statutory provisions. Hence, while Executive Order Number 11491 regulates and implements federal personnel policies, that's fine. He can regulate federal personnel policies. Policies is not law. It does not solely as a product of executive authority and not as a consequent of congressional lawmaking. Accordingly, this executive order cannot attain the status as a law of the United States. The courts reiterated the general rule, presidential proclamations and orders have the force and effect of law when issued pursuant to a statutory mandate or delegation of authority from Congress. So when you go to the executive order, and there is no statutory authority from Congress, he can talk to all the internal folks he wants to. I don't give a rat's rump. Who cares? All them crazies that he's appointing. But it has no force and effect of law. That is the standard. And guess what? This is the same standard for all regulations by agencies. So executive orders must be a grant. This is so important. And by the way, those things are all on WikiLeaks? No, not WikiLeaks. Wikipedia. They're all there listed. So you can go in there and click and look at them. They're all numbered out. Almost easier to get them there initially, the numbers, than it was Westlaw, but I found out how to get them out of Westlaw now, too. But this is so important because the only one that can do the perception of making laws is Congress, even though they're not laws of the United States. We'll just leave that alone right now. But agencies have to have a specific delegation from Congress, not general, specific, to go make a regulation. And that regulation, to have the force and effect of law, must be published in the Federal Register. And for agencies, it must state in a proposed rule and a final rule, the minimum. It's under 5 U.S.C. 553B. That comes out of the Administrative Procedures Act, Sections 3 and 4. Of 1946. It must state that. It's mandatory. I've never seen one yet. That's called the formal rulemaking. They don't do them. I've never seen one yet. Now, I've looked at a lot of them, I guarantee you. Because I know how they're... it took me a long time to be able to conclusively prove this, and I got a Senate report that just lines it out unbelievably in nice, clear, concise language. This is the way it works. Oh, I love... This is why they probably make books. You think? Probably. So the question becomes then... Well, back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Okay. Well, so important. Number one, for all executive orders, there must be a delegation in statute for the president to do something. Okay? There's nothing in the mask about that at all. I'm going to go through. Same thing for agencies. There must be something that says can't be a general like the IRS uses 7805 authority. That is the only authority for Part 301 regs, housekeeping. Got nothing to do with you or me. They're interpretive. It's their interpretation of what they think the statute says. I could care less what the Internal Revenue guys think the statute says. It's irrelevant. The 7805 is a class for either housekeeping, or they also call them interpretive. They flop around. There's no real defining line. It's under 5 USC 301. They really don't want you to know that. It's under 5 USC 301, United States Code. That's the source for all this nonsense. Okay? So now then, we go forward with the foundation. If the executive order has the force and effect of law, there has to be a statute in Congress saying, hey, Mr. Comrade Biden, go ahead and implement this mask nonsense. Doesn't exist. Okay? for an agency, the CDC, to proceed forward. They have to have a statutory authority to do it, and it don't exist. Neither one of them exist. Okay? So, now we got a real problem. Why is everybody obeying it? Oh, I gotta go do this. Because Comrade Biden said so, or the CDC said so. No, we don't. We do not. But if you don't know how to challenge it, what are you going to do? What's going to happen then? I lost the folder here for my mask thing. I'll get around and find it here again in a minute so I can go through it. So the bottom line is, it's so important. This is just, if you didn't get nothing else out of this show today, only way to attack an agency is by its regulations. You can use statutory law, you can use code of CFRs, you can use all that stuff, but they do not have to take judicial notice of it. That's the key. And I found that out in tax court when I was trying to get them. Well, I said, I want you to take judicial notice of this, the statute. No, we can't do that. Well, if you don't take judicial notice of it, what are you using for what's called the standard of review? It's like I say, okay, I can't use the Ten Commandments. Wait a minute. If I'm a Christian, that's kind of like important, you think? That's my standard of review. That's what I can say. Okay, well, thou shalt not kill or whatever. That's my standard. And you're saying we can't use it? That's why I changed my mind on the, like I say, it's been a learning curve. I mean, the thing is, when you are honestly mistaken and you find out about it, you're either going to cease to be honest or cease to be mistaken. And I've changed my directions a lot. And the only way you find out is you get in off the bench like a football game and you get in the game. And by the way, I am never watching football again. I just found out today by accident, there's a Super Bowl game on today, because I've just been tuned it out. I just automatically, I'm not interested. And I'll tell you why. When you will get around and bow down to Black Lives Matter, which is three Marxist women, they're actually communists too, and for money, I don't want anything to do with you, because that tells me your integrity. If you will lie and if you're that stupid and cheat, how do I know the game's not rigged like wrestling? Probably is. But you have dishonored the literally hundreds of thousands of people have fought and died to give you the right to make millions and live your lifestyle. And you're spitting on them. Not going to happen, folks. That's my flag. And you will not dishonor. You will not kneel and dishonor all the people that fought and died. Not going to happen. I will not watch what you're doing. Just not going to do it. But we need to be able to know how to fight and get our republic back. And it's going to take people to get their ox gored. They may finally wake up. I don't know. I would think some of them union folk might wake up. I don't know. Some of them people down there in Texas will fight. There's a lot of lawsuits and stuff out of Texas. But they're going to turn these people, MS-13 people. Why would you turn them loose in America? You got to be crazy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Comrades, Biden's Executive Order 13998. Whoa, wow, I'm impressed. Promoting COVID-19 safety in domestic and international travel, signed January 21st, 2021. Wow, I bet it had that researched out really well. It talks about CDC guidelines. Guidelines are nothing. It says we're going to use the type of transportation as defined in 5302, Title 49, still doesn't do anything. He uses the words implementing all this other nonsense. And the laws of the United States of America at the top, not laws of the United States, by the way. Of course, when you get down to the bottom, it says, this order is not intended to and does not create any right or benefit, substantive or procedural, enforceable at law or in equity by any party against the United States, its department agencies, entities, officers, employees, or agents, or any other person. So in other words, it says this order shall be implemented consistent with applicable law and subject to the availability of appropriations. Applicable law. That's got a disclaimer. It don't do anything. They only cite the definitions used somewhere. He has no authority to do this. But it's got to be consistent with the CDC guideline. Well, let's see what kind of guidance we get from CDC. I am so impressed with those people. Let's see, we have dry hydroxychloroquine that's been used for decades on their homepage for malaria, and it's safe, and you can give it to anybody. But on the other side of the homepage, we hydroxychloroquine, if you got COVID-19, it will kill you. I know I'm a little short on logic, but if this is the same hydroxychloroquine, how does it know what I'm taking it for? Does it ask me? Oh, taking it for COVID-19 prevention or whatever early? What's going to kill you? I didn't know you could even talk to hydroxychloroquine. Maybe you can. So anyway, we go to the CDC. Nonsense. And let's see what it says. Pat in Fort Worth, question or comment?
Talking about, everything you've been talking about every day. Deanna Spingola had a program last night, and she had a guy named Roger Sales. But to find it, you got to put quotation marks, Roger Sales. And he wrote a book called From Sovereign to Sir, Roger S. Sales.
Yeah, okay.
And, okay, you know it. You got his book?
No, I don't, but I know who he is.
Well, I tell you what, he did a really bang-up job of explaining what you've been doing this whole time. So I wanted to ask you, too, have you seen a book called To Harass Our People? Okay, it's real good. It's about the IRS and how they're coming after Christians to harass our people.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Email me both of those. I don't want to cut you short here, but I don't have a lot of time, and I want to get through the rest of this stuff here because it's really. But thanks for calling and listening. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Bye bye.
Yeah. So now we have from the CDC. Whoa. I'm impressed. I'm telling you what, if there's anything that impresses me, the Centers of Disease and Control Prevention requirement, really, to wear a mask while on conveyances and transportation hubs. And they cite a statute, which is irrelevant, and they cite 3 CFRs. Actually, there's 5 of them down there. First one is 70.02. So I go look up 70.02, and what do it say? Let's see what 70.02 says here. It only has 70.02. Okay? You have to go to the bottom. Forget the authority, the statutory authority. That's nonsense. Go to the source of credit. It only cites one place, 65 CFR 4908. August 16, 2000. Well, what do it say? That's interesting. So I go look at it, and it says final rule, and what does it say? The secretary is issuing this rule without publishing a general notice of proposed rulemaking because such a notice is not required for this rule of agency organization procedure and practice under 5 U.S.C. 553 B.A. So it's called a housekeeping. They admit it. The authority is for housekeeping. Do you really care what's going on inside the CDC? I could give a rat's rump less. They admit it. Okay? Then they, so the next one is 71.31 B. Well, maybe we're really going to get to it here, huh? 71.31 B? Well, let's see what it do say. Let's see what it says. Well, let's see here. We cite 1, 2, 3 Federal Registers publications under that. Okay? So I'm going to go to the first one. 21 CFR, it's 9805 through 9854. What's that, about 50 pages, something like that. Authority, the only thing in this whole Federal Register doesn't say anything about 553 at all. It is mandatory. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You either got to say it, and if they say it, this is the killer that I hadn't found before, and now I got it, and then the courts are backing up. I just, like I say, this is a learning curve. The only way you learn is go in and find this stuff out, But I go in to the Senate report, and what do I find? Golly gee whiz, I lost the thing here. Hold on just a minute. I'm sorry. I lost that. Where did I put that? And what it does, it's impractical, unnecessary, and not in the public interest. This is what they will say, or one or all three of them. Now, there's a lot of things. This is mandatory. No ifs, ands, or buts. They either got to say, I'm doing it with 553B, which I've never seen one yet, or they're going to say, I am not doing it with 553. And they will say one flavor or all three of those. Impractical. It's unnecessary. It's not in the public interest. And I have seen those in the, that's called the informal rulemaking. And I've seen those in the IRS. And I said, well, wait a minute here. How are they getting around this? There's got to be some way that they, why are they doing this? I mean, this is a way to get around doing the formal because they can't. What you have to understand is these guys can never do anything that has the force and effect of law because they don't have the authority. It's all an illusion. But how do you prove it? If you can't prove it, if you don't understand it, you're going to get screwed. And you'll go to jail. You will. I guarantee you. There's just no absolute getting around it. So anyway, I found this Senate report. And I just couldn't believe it when I found this. I said, man, this is like a how-to. So what they do is they call it an escape clause. But they don't word that in the 5 USC 553 where they recoded it, where they put it in the code. But it's still there. And here's the issue. You can say it's impractical. You can say it's unnecessary. You can say it's not in the public interest. Any one, two, or three of those. But what you must do, it says, so you can't use this as an escape clause. You shall state the emergency. Do you know how many I've seen state the emergency? None. Zero. Zip. Nada. I knew there was some way, and when I found this Senate report, I had them. And now I can find cases backing it up. I just didn't know what I was looking for. So guess what? Their statutory authority for this regulation that they use, in this particular one, they use a statute. 42 U.S. 216. Ah, I said, I've seen this before in the IRS. Anytime you publish a regulation in the Federal Register and you use strictly a single statute, it's going to be a general grant of power. It's baloney. Well, I got to prove it. 42 U.S.C. 216. So, this is where Westlaw comes in really handy. So I go into Westlaw. Let me bring it back up here again. And I said, well, let's see here. The first thing is the notes of decision. Has the court ruled on any of this stuff? Would you think? I would think so. Well, let's see. The court has ruled, and what did it say? These are all, they are housekeeping regulations. There's four notes. They're all housekeeping. They're for internal administration only. There's four, it's been ruled on four times. So their second regulation does not have the force and effect of law. Because here's the cases I say to, hey, you guys, these are not substantive. You don't have the authority to do this. You can't make these definitions. You can't do this stuff. Says so. And I put that out on my IRS list. I'm going to put the rest of the stuff that I'm talking about that I've been researching. But there it is right there. So the second statute that they use, or second regulation, it's nothing but housekeeping. It's irrelevant. I don't care what kind of house they keep up there on CDC. As far as I'm concerned, they could all be, I hope they all take a vaccination and get it on. Maybe the second level will come and we'll get rid of those suckers. I don't know. Works for me. I know I'm not taking it. So the next one, the last one is up above. They have two more for the airlines, but they got 71.32. Oh, wait a minute. First of all, on this one here, they had, let me go down here. They had three other ones. I looked them all up. None of them mentioned 553. It's down at the bottom. It's called source. It's either the source or credits, they'll put it. So at the bottom, it's the only thing that matters, what's in the Federal Register. So I can discount that one. So we only got one more left over to deal with the this here thing. We are required under 7132. Well, I wonder what that one says. So I go look at 7132. Let's see what it says. Now under it, 7132, let's see how many they got at the bottom of it. There are credits. 1, 2, 3, and then they put source. There's 1, 2, 3. So there's 6, and some of these are the same as before up above. So the source, how can you have a Federal Register authority in the Federal Register? Of course, that's an oxymoron. The credits is in brackets. So it means, oh, if you don't know what brackets mean, it's nice information, but it's smoke. So I looked up each one of them. You know what I found? They don't say anything about 5 USC 553. It's not there. Well, then we got a problem then, don't we? They don't say anything. Now, what they do on one of them, this is the con they do. So here's what you got to be aware of. And once you get this down, you're going to say, God almighty, I can decode these things like it's just unbelievable. What you will do is it's impractical. Right? That's nonsense. That ain't going to go nowhere. So we know that that's not going to go anywhere. Not in the public interest. That's not going to go anywhere. And I forget the other one. I can't remember the third one. Unnecessary. Unnecessary, impractical, or not in the public interest. Anytime it says that, there must be, why can't you go through the formal? What's a big emergency? You have to state the emergency. And they never do. Now, here's the other con they do. Oh, we'll get around like one of these here did. Well, we're going to allow you to comment. So, I comment. Big deal. It has nothing to do with your statutory authority from Congress. It's a con. If it does not say 553 in the Federal Register, or if it gives a single statutory authority, which is a general, we can't allow you to make all of the laws. Just Congress says, oh, would you just like to take over the world? 7805 is what they use with the IRS. And this one here, they give a statute, and they say, hey, those are all housekeeping and interpretive. You can't use those. There's no statutory authority. Four courts have said so. So how would you know that? This is the other key. You cannot tell a CFR by looking at it. You have no way to tell, except on Part 301s in the IRS. That says they're housekeeping. Part 601, they're procedural. But if they say Part 31 or Part 1, you have to go to the Federal Register. But the only thing that these courts will listen to, that they have to take mandatory judicial notice of, is what the Federal Register says. You can't use CFRs. You can't use the code. They don't have any application to what's going on. You're in a make-believe world. It's the administrative state. And their ruling is by legal notices in the Federal Register. And the court and Congress said the only thing that court has to listen to is what's in the Federal Register. And they print it, folks. I don't know why it took me so long to catch on. I just look back and, but I get there. Keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. You got to say, well, I might be doing something wrong. You think? So I looked at all of those. Then I went down and looked at the two that they, I'm back in a minute.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay. It gets crazier yet. When they use impractical, unnecessary, and not in the public interest, impractical means a situation in when the due and required execution of the agency functions would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking public rulemaking. In other words, we don't want to have unnecessary, they'd be stopping from doing what they're doing. Oh, God, we can't have that, because I thought these things were to help us. Prevented. It says here, unavoidably prevented by undertaking public. So if we comment, we would stop what they're doing. Unnecessary. would be a case of minor or merely a technical amendment. The particular not interested. Public interest requires public rulemaking procedures shall not prevent an agency from operating. Does that get any clearer? So we, on the informal, and there shall be an emergency, it says, it's got to be true and provable. But even if it is, I get around and I make a comment. I can't prevent these guys from doing what they're doing. Does that sound like what's best for we the people? You literally can't make this stuff up. I found this in the Senate report of 1946. And now it's in, I got cases now that I know what I'm looking for. So the bottom line is, the CDC's regulation all have no statutory authority to do one damn thing. And Mr. Comrade Biden can't get around and say, hey, I want you agencies to go ahead and make regulations. Guess what, Bubba? You don't have any statutory authority, Comrade Biden. So you go to those agencies that make those regulations. You go look and see what they are. You go in the Federal Register, and you will find there ain't a blessed one of them going to pass muster. And Chrysler v. Brown. Unless they're in compliance with 5 U.S.C. 553B, there's only two ways, formal and informal. They never do formal. And the informal, they lie. They will put in, oh, it's impractical, it's unnecessary, not in the public interest, or they just won't say anything. We want you to comment on this. Would you like to comment on your being a slave? So what? It's irrelevant. I could care less. So the CDC mask and Mr. Comrade Biden's stuff is smoke. Now I want to know why don't some of these major people on the network, why doesn't somebody bring this up? I'm just a small fish in a very small pond. I can read, and I have Westlaw. Without Westlaw, you had no chance. Just went peeing in the wind. You might as well go on vacation. Get the Vaseline out because you're a slave. I'm going to be publishing a letter to give to them constructive notice. To my senators, my representatives, y'all wrote this garbage. Ralphie here got around and figured it out. Now I want a response. Give it to an employer. Give it to anybody. Hey, you better read this because guess what? If you injure me, I can sue you under Legion. Yeah, if I have an injury. And I want to know, where's the forced effective law? You're deemed to know the law just like me. Get you an attorney. You can find one that can. They're not taught administrative law. Most of them do not know how it works. I guarantee you, because I've talked to several of them. They don't know. Anyway, what's up about Biden and the communist China and the federales? They're all one thing, and God willing, I will see you next Sunday.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.